For many in Melbourne and Sydney, the pressure of the long COVID lockdowns has been enormous. Mental health services are trying to meet increased demand, but in Sydney's southwest, experts say more has to be done to connect people from non-English speaking backgrounds to counselling that's not only delivered in their language, but in a culturally appropriate way. David Sparks has more.
It's a beautiful blue sky day in Lakemba, but walking around this park, it's pretty easy to find people who admit their mental health is poor.
Yeah, to the point where a couple of days ago I was thinking about actually getting some professional, you know, help.
Right.
You know, just talking to someone professionally about it. I haven't made that decision yet because I always thought that I have a very strong, you know, mindset. So I'm still, you know, contemplating, you know, that I should do it.
He's not the only one considering counselling for the first time in his life. Lakemba GP Dr. Fariha Dib says she's noticed a big increase in demand since the start of the pandemic.
The issue we have are accessing those people in southwestern Sydney who have poor linguistic skills, and that there is a disconnect between mainstream mental health services and the local communities who just don't know how to access these services, nor are they comfortable accessing these services because there's no cultural and religious connection.
Dr. Carolyn Youssef is a psychologist in Fairfield, also in southwest Sydney.
I have certainly noticed we've had a massive surge in people calling through wanting to be seen and wanting to be seen more immediately.
She provides counselling in both English and Arabic, while her colleague counsels in Vietnamese. And while more multilingual psychologists are needed, Dr. Youssef says mental health experts also need to understand different cultures.
A lot of it is about taking into account certain customs and traditions. The other thing as well is in terms of recognising the role of religion. So again, taking religious beliefs and practices into account. And even so, other than just Islam, so when we're looking particularly in Fairfield, we do have a strong Orthodox Christianity background, and also similar with that as well. They feel more comfortable to seek out, say, a Christian or Orthodox professional.
And there's something else Dr. Youssef has noticed: the growing number of COVID patients who need mental health services afterwards.
Actually, I've had a few clients who have got COVID and they did find the whole experience quite distressing. They spoke a lot about, for example, the police coming in and checking on them, making sure that they were staying at home. But there was a lot of anxiety there, particularly if a whole family is infected and you've got members in hospital or members who are, dying or kind of have passed away. I do think that those could be considered traumas, and we'll likely see the adverse impacts of that in months and perhaps a couple of years to come.
The New South Wales Minister for Mental Health, Bronnie Taylor, says the state and the Commonwealth announced a $17 million package in July addressing mental health in the pandemic. That includes supporting COVID-19 patients in home isolation, as well as investing in interpreters and the state's multicultural health team.
David Sparks reporting there.